Garbo by Barry Paris. For the big guy and Miss K, who were always there. How could any portrait be complete of her in whom the play of swiftly changing color made discord only to produce a poetic confusion? For in her shined a divine luminosity, a radiance of youth, blending all her bewildering qualities in a certain completeness. From gracefulness came unity. Nothing was feigned. Passions and semi-passions, the fitful yearnings, contrasting with pettiness, the coolness of mood and warmth of impulse, were spontaneous and unaffected. She was a creature apart. She put herself proudly above the world and beneath the shelter of her name. There was something of the egoism of Medea in her life. Balzac, La Duchesse de Langeais, 1834. Preface. The greatest phenomenon in film, if not all 20th century art, was by her own design the least known. The first actress to touch the erotic consciousness of men and women across all boundaries remains the most misunderstood. But was that due to her mystery or to our ignorance? And speaking of ignorance, what did Garbo do with and during the last 50 years of her life? The purpose of this book is to answer those questions, and the purpose of this preface is to preempt one that haunted me throughout the research and writing. It came in multiple forms, from the polite, "Found anything new yet?" to the rude, "Hasn't she been done to death?" Since 1931, there have been 24 books on Garbo, plus thousands of...